You have in the Gemara of Malachus, it says in the Gemara of everything, it says Vayichas Onos Oil Mayit O Kvoid Hashem Malayis HaMishkan V'lo Yochol Mayit Shalov Oil Mayit Kishachna Lava Onon O Kvoid Hashem Malayis HaMishkan. So the Pasuk says that because Kvoid Hashem was Malayis HaMishkan, that's why they couldn't be, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go in. In Parsha of the Saras HaDibris, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayigash Ala Onan. That was Adrabe. It's Mashu. That was the Makom that he approached, was Dafka through the Onan. It says Kibonan Eira Lakapiris. So it seems to be two different Pchinas. Here, the Onan is what Moshe Rabbeinu went into, and here is what he couldn't approach. In the beginning of the parasha, we have the tzivui on Shabbos. Now, the truth is, in Kisisa you already have a tzivui on Shabbos, which seems to be samach venira to the Amalach Samishkan. Over there, we have a brief tzivui that you should build a Mishkan, and then it says, Ba'at davol mitzvah lema achas apshasai say tishmaru, and that's a tzivui not to build a Mishkan. And it says, "Afal pishatir rufin uzrizim bezizus hamlocha." Rashi says, even though you're going to be very, very, better yet, the first Rashi says, "Ve'ata afal pishif kadetichol tzavoyis avos hamishkan." Even though I told you to do the mishkan and how important it is, al yikal beinecha lusa shatnias hamlocha. But stop at Shabbos. The loshen aches shabshosai say tishmoiru is also the same. Afal pi shatira dufin was reason besuzes hamlocha. Shabbos al titra paleah. So the lotion is, even though there is the importance of the Mishkan, still you shouldn't be doiche it for the mlocha. You shouldn't be doiche Shabbos because of the Mishkan. So the way of saying it, lechur is logically the right way. First, there's a big tzivui on the Mishkan and the kelim and everything, and then it says, but achas apshasai tishmeru. It tells me an exclusion of it. In Vayakhel, it says the other way around. It says, first Shabbos, before even starts it, it says, sheisham tasam lochem eshvi lochem, and then it goes on and tells me the melech samishkan. And the Rashi again says, hikten v'asor Shabbos etziv melech samishkan, loyma shenedoichas haShabbos. So here Rashi says that he was makdim asar shibah for that. Over there it comes afterwards. The lashon is also different. Ach means but. It's a tremendous thing to build a mishkan, but Shabbos is a little more important. Here it starts with Shabbos and it goes on with the rest of it. It's interesting also in the nekuda of Rashi brings the machloikas of Betzalel Moshe. So Vayakal Pekudi in Asiya, there's a seder that's opposite than the seder of Tzivui. So Truma and Tetzava, the seder of Tzivui, in that seder, Shabbos says afterwards, in the Mloch and Asiya and so on, this says beforehand. It's interesting that it sort of parallels the fact that the parash is opposite, this is also opposite. But actually, the difference between where it's listed and Kisiso being the more logical way is really needs a hesper. Also, the lashon of the pasuk is very awkward. It says, "Vayakol Moshe klatzni Yisrael vayoyim aleim eila advarim ashatziva shem lasa yisab." This is what Hashem said to do. Sheisham tasam locha vayashir shabbos yalechem, and so on. So he's telling me the first thing that you're supposed to do is not do. The lashon is terribly awkward. So I didn't speak about it. He says, "Ashatziv Hashem lasis." Hakadosh Baruch Hu told you to do what? That on Shabbos you shouldn't do. So even the lashon of the pasuk itself is awkward. One more hevdol. There are quite a few shinuyim, but one more significant shinui. In Parashas Kisisa, it says a hezber and a tam. Va'at adabal v'isol leima achas avshasay say tishmayru ki oisi beinim lechem darasechem. It's a big ois. Rashi says, "Ois gedoylihi beinenu." It's a very, very important one. Lodas ken Hashem kadoshchem, to tell everybody and so on. So he tells me that Shabbos is so important that acting as an ois transcends the importance of the Mishkan. Fine. Over here, it doesn't say any time whatsoever. Sheshes yomim passive and sheshes elchem shasros nashem. That's it. No explanations, no esberim. Very, very short and brief, laconic pasuk. One more nekuda here in the parash of Shabbos that needs. It says like sevaru eish bechol moshe sechem beim Shabbos. The Gemara asks why is eish picked of all the melachos, and it's a question of either lelav yotza or lechalik yotza. So if it's lelav yotza, we understand why eish dafka. Lechalik yotza means it's listed to teach me that each melacha in itself has a certain significance. The shaila is what is the koyach? So why eish? You could have picked any one of the other ones. I mean, in chamim, the kasha would have been on anyone really. But of all the lametes melachas, the one that's lechalik yotza to tell me that each melacha is significant in its own is eish. Davay medar sheni why eish dafka. One more stam ha'ara on the oifen kolli of the Mishkan. There's a klal gadol lo nitna Torah l'malach ha'asharis. The Torah is not given for us for something that's superhuman. One of the examples is by Yifastoya, by Eishes Yifastoya. Rashi says, the Gemara says, that the reason why the Torah was matir the Eishes Yifastoya is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was oimed on that a person would not be able to control his Yitzhara. So it means that the entire Torah was given for people to do. I mean, it's obvious, it's poshut. It's milsa pshita, so that there can't be a mitzvah that you couldn't possibly do yourself. In Melechas HaMishkan, there's a tzivui to make a menorah. There's a tzivui, and that it says Moshe Rabbeinu was niskasha alav. The chatzi shekel, machzah shekel, whatever that is. He was miskasha on these two in Yonim. He was niskasha, and Akkadish. So Mele Kiddush Levana was a question of a shear. We do Kiddush Levana, but Akkadish Baruch had to take out a pointer and show him Kazerei v'Kadesh. But in Melechus HaMishkan, if Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it, it's fair enough to say that nobody can do it. So what's the point of giving it to Moshe and have Akkadish Baruch Hu do it? The tachas of tzivuyim is we should do the mitzvahs. Ernest Rachmana Patre, if it's humanly impossible to figure out how to do a menorah and a machzis hashekel, if that's the pshat machzis hashekel, then what's the point of giving it? Those are nekudas here that we have to understand about the being of the Mishkan. So let's go back to the Shabbos inyan, and let's start with a Lashon of Zohar Kodesh that's brought down, a very, very famous Lashon, and it says like this. It says that the on Shabbos, Zako in who manda not to dear le Shabbos, dear Liba, that fortune is the one who keeps a makom for Shabbos, which is in his heart. The lo yiskarev taman at sivu the tchoil v'kas demora the iu nur de gehenim. The pasuk says like sevara esh dalo itmol is sevara esh chol moshe sechem b'yom haShabbos. That fortune is a person who makes a makom dira for Shabbos in his metzias. That no kas he does not have any kas, because a kas is like a fire of Gehenna, and lo sevara esh chol moshe sechem goes on kas. V'hochu vaday. The cholman de koyes kilo oikid nur de gehenim. That anyone who is koyes is ki'ilu, he's burning a fire of gehenim. So the loshin of the Zohar HaKadosh is in both directions. The loshin of Zohar HaKadosh is that there's a bracha in Shabbos that a person who keeps Shabbos kriboi, the esh of gehenim is not shaylid in him. And there's a tzivui. In the Zloy Sevara Eish Chol Moshe Seichem includes on a deeper even the Issa to be Koyas and so on Shabbos. So of all the Koyas HaNefesh, the one chosen specifically Kinegel Sevara Eish is Kas, and doing it, I mean, of all Midas Ruas, if a person pursues his Taivis or whatever it is on Shabbos, it's like any other time. There's a specific Isser on the Sevar Eish going on Kas specifically. So, yes, Eish is associated a lot of times with Kas, Chamosi Ba'araboy, but still, why is that the Inyan? I mean, and the Torah picks it. Of all the, if Eish Lechalek Yotzos, then that was chosen of all the Melachos to represent Avodas Shabbos. So let's understand this Nekuda. We've said over a few times, the Rambam in the Aveira of Mei Meriva, so the Pasuk says, Lan Yan Lo Yemantim Bi Lakdisheni. So all the Mepharshim, big Indian, everyone gives a pshat in where the Chisaron lay. The Rambam says that because he got angry, that was his Oynish. It's interesting, there's one other place about Moshe where it says Dorash, it says Mefurish that it was Koyas and Chachmosim is Talekas Himenu, and here also he learns it as Kas. So everyone jumps him and asks, the Pasuk doesn't mention it. The Pasuk says Yan Lo Yemantim Milak Tishenit. The Pasuk speaks about Emuna, about Bim Kaddish Hashem. How does Emuna have a Shaychus with Kas? That's the Pashto, that's the obvious question on the Rambam. The Rambam is someone who's always Nochis to the Pirush, to the Pshat of the Pasuk. So the Maral explains pretty much the Hezbam giving you is the Hezbi says as follows. Let's try to understand a little bit the Sheirish or the Midah of Kas. A person, I mean, Taiva is an easy one to understand. There's a guf has gufnis to keretzainis, and that's the Sheirish of Taiva. Kas is a much deeper nekuda. Just like in the Shari Kedusha of Reb Chaim Vital lists the different koyches hanefesh connected which one of the dal yesodis it is. There's a chalukah of yesodis into Ofer, Avir, Mayim, and Eish. Represents solid, liquid, gas, and energy. Person's kachas nefesh also, midas can be split in these four ways and lumped together. And Shaar Kedusha is when he's madrich, a person in avoda, he splits it along this split. But eish is the koyach of chiyus. In other words, the hallmark of something living is that it is in motion. It gives off heat of some sort. You measure a person, a dead body is cold. The expenditure of energy is the hallmark of something living. It's moving, it's doing, it's dynamic. A dynamic versus animate versus inanimate. The just like the goof, it's physical, so it seeks to fulfill its physicality, and that's the sheirish of taiva. The neshama of the person, the nefesh of the person, is trying to accomplish to do. In other words, being dynamic is itself. So ambition and greed, not greed for physical things, but greed for money, let's say, the desire to impose one sense of right and wrong around him, all of those in Yanim are part of that Koyach HaAdam. A Koyach HaAdam has drive to himself and push. That is connected the element of Eish. The frustration of a person who's being penned in, just like if you have a container of steam and a tank of steam, and you keep building the pressure, it'll explode because the nature of the heat is to keep pushing outwards. And if you try to contain it, at some point it'll explode. The person basher that is a chai, the midah of eish is associated with the midah of his nefesh. It's an active, dynamic self. And when you frustrate it, when you don't let it express itself, it burns itself in kas. Kas is a type of eish. It's an unrealized eish. It's a frustrated eish. So just like when you have a steam engine and you let it move the machinery, it moves it marvelously. If you close the gears, if you disengage and you shut the valve and it just keeps steaming, it'll explode because that's the only thing that the heat can go. So in koyachas hanefesh of a person, the deepest koyach hanefesh is drive, accomplishment, expression of one's will, not desire but will, and the kaas is when that's being frustrated. In the oimik, on the one hand, this is the real koyach of a person. A person who's a bal taiva has no drive for anything. He has desires, has cravings, and we call as long as a drive. It's not a drive, we call it cravings. He would like to be nene. But he's not. He doesn't want to be piled. The less work he needs to do, the better he is. The person who's driven by nefesh koyach wants to keep doing and accomplishing. He wants to work and realize his accomplishments. Down deep, there's a sheirish of a desire in that, and that is the kolakoyis kolayva of a desire, because the sense is that the person's self is realizing itself, and therefore he is frustrated, because just like if you starve somebody, he's going to do everything in his power to try to get food. If you're going to pen up somebody, he's going to do everything possible to explode out of it. That koyach is ki'ilu, the etzem koyach achiyus of the adam, that recognizes the sense of self in a person, is where kaas becomes expressed. and b'meila, there's a sheirish, somebody who's a maimin, so he recognizes, not in the world of action, is not to realize oneself, but it is to do what one has been told to do. And if there's no way to do it, then there's no way to do it. That's it. That he wasn't told to do it. If there is no hechatimtzefer, there's no hechatimtzefer. The famous Rotterdam Bistrol, a mensch darf tun nit oifton. A person should seek to do, not to accomplish. Because in accomplishment, there's already a sense of self. So the person has to decide what he's supposed to do, what his mission is, to do it as well as he can, but to understand that he's the soldier that's carrying out the orders, and what happens at the end, it might have been, his whole action might have been a decoy so that the battle can take place someplace else. His job is to do 100% what he's told to do. And in a sense, that's Soysid is Regish. Shabbos has in itself two dargas, how it affects the Bria. One dag is mul the oilam of Taiva. In other words, the world is very chumristic. And a person who's oisik in the physical says vayochel noyach isha adama, that he became chulin. Once he became isha adama, he became chulin. If you're oisik all day long with chicken and geese and goats, so you are that world. And b'meila, if a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, imposes ruchnius on the world, and we reach the hair, we begin to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that there's ruchnius in the world, there's kedusha in the world, and that transcends the world of chumrius. That is the first darga of what Shabbos tells us. The deeper darga of Shabbos is, even in Olam HaMitzvahs, a person is not doing, because he recognizes how important mitzvahs are and so on, and he's doing it, he's accomplishing. The word shvisa, Shabbos Shabbosain, is that the human being comes to a standstill, even on the deeper inyanim. In other words, a person is carrying out a mission. He is not be'etzem. He's not the mission. He's not accomplishing. The mission is not the realization of his self. Sahakol, the person is doing tziva Hashem. Shabbos freezes activity by from klali. A person is not active, and b'meila there's the hakara, like it says by shmita, by yovel kili kol haaretz, shvisa of shmita. all of those in Yanim are deeper than Chumrius to Kedusha. In Kedusha itself, between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is so even the world of mitzvahs, Shabbos has a secondary message. So the first darga was Klal Yisrael was told to do the Mishkan, and was given instruction on how to do it, and b'meila the one of the instructions was, by the way, as important as mitzvah Mishkan is, Shabbos is the exception. You can't do it on Shabbos. Shabbos comes, it's an exclusion. It's the exception. Like Mamash, like Rashi's Lashon, even though you're zrizna d'chufin to do Shabbos, to do the Mishkan, which is great, but achas avsoisai tishmeru. That's the and what's the reason? Because Shabbos is such a big mitzvah, it's a bigger mitzvah. So in the Olam HaMitzvahs, there's also this Eser Decholeisa say, Eser Yesh Bekaris, Eser Hashem Bekaris. There's a hierarchy of mitzvahs, and Shabbos is a hierarchy, is more important than Mishkan. That is the first Aga. So in Hilchus, the Tzivuyim of Asiya, that's the way it's expressed. In Hilchus, Maisa Mitzvahs, in Hilchus Beis Abchira, and Hilchus Shabbos, there's an adifus of Shabbos of Hilchus Beis Abchira. That is Daga 1. Vayakel is a much deeper knetch. In Vayakel, the Moshe Rabbeinu is putting together, in other words, it's the tzura of the Bria Kitikunai with the Mishkan. It's not the tzivu on the Maisa Mishkan, it is the oifin of being mitzaveh. He's putting up the Mishkan. In other words, it's the way the Mishkan is put up, Kitikunai. Shabbos is where it starts with. In other words, what should a person do? Well, a person should start with Shabbos. You are doing Ratzon Avayrei, and the Aleph base of that is Shabbos. By starting with Shabbos, it's saying, Be'etzem Adam has no makom in the Bria. Adam is the Bria doesn't start with Adam, it starts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then when you're given the room, like Rishus Nitten Adam, like Rama's Lashon, to be Boicha between Tov and Ra, on the days when you can work, this are the things you should do. It's a whole different, one of them is a person is a doer in this world, he's an accomplisher, but he's got restrictions on himself. Shabbos is a bigger accomplishment, so that's a which one is better. Lodas, Kenyeshek HaChon, like I said, because it's a oisi beini fold the deiris and fold the musa'ilam, it transcends Mishkan. Here the pshat is, when you're talking about the pnimius of the Mishkan, starts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being everything, and then we have the Makom Avodah. That's why it starts like that. That's the reason why over here, Dafka, the Issa that was chosen to be Mechalik is the Issa of Eish. Why specifically? Because of all, Eish is the Sheirish of accomplishment. In other words, anything in the world that moves, does, it's because of an expenditure of energy. It's in a sense, it's the sheirish of all malachis, and it's the koyach, like we said, of kas. And b'meila, the pasuk starts by saying, in the beginning, there was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu allocated time and space for a person. So the tzivui of Sevaru Eish is the etzem tzivui of Shabbos in this context. And that's why the Zohar Kodesh says that, first of all, mitzat koiches ha-nefesh, there's an issa for kas and roiges. Because kas and roiges represents man as the active man. You know, I'm doing it, and I'm trying, and I want to do, and it's frustrating. That is be'etzem the hefech of Shabbos. And so mitzad midas ros, there's a specific tzivui al derech haKabbalah against kas, and it's the schus that a person is zeichet to, it's the matana that a person is zeichet to, mitzad the Shabbos that he has the yom of mnucha on kas and so on and so forth. The zayah is mashma both of it. It's a little bit hazy, but it's very clear. He starts by saying this is what you're zeichet to, and then he says that's why you're not allowed to. Because it's like you're burning an Eish of Gehenna. That's the way the tzivu is set up. The Mishkan itself, in Mitzad, there are two amudim of Avodas Hashem. One is Torah and one is Tefillah. In Torah, the person, you have the greatest expression of Adam. I mean, you see it in the psukim. You see it in the Chazal when HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Mesifter Kiyar are Kav Yochel having an argument. He says, "Let's take a look what Elazar Bani and so on." Leiba Shemayimi. In Torah, it says Leiba Shemayimi. That is the most total expression of Adam, and that's why most of the Torah we have is people's Torah. Amar Rabbi Kiva Ima, Epshimin Ima. The Rambam says, and so on. That is Adam. So b'meile in Adam, by Har Sinai, it says that Moshe nigash al Arafel. Moshe went into the Anan. He went into Arafel because Adrabah, wherever there's Shechina, that's where Adam goes into. The Pe'ula of Talmud Torah is Adam, the active Adam, and he goes into there. Tefillah is where Adam is misbattle himself. And it's called Kuloy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'meila, the when the Anan was Malay, when Kvod Hashem was Malay the Mishkan, and the Anan's Malay, Adam had no Makom there. The Mechus of the Gilui, and this is it's a paradox for us. The greatness of Gilui Shechina in Har Sinai is Adam. What does Chanina Bni say? What does Rav Elazar Bni say? The godless of the impact, the power of the Gilui in the Mishkan is that when Kvod Hashem is there, Haskol Aretz Lefanav, Haskol Bas Lefanav. There is no when Kvod Hashem is Mila Yasa Mishkan, then there's no Makom Drus Yisrael for Adam over there, and both of them are. It's a paradox almost, and both are emes. That's why of all the mitzvahs, there's no such thing as giving us a mitzvah that's not shaykh to be mekayim. It's a stira. I mean, all the rishonim, all the katmainim bring a riot at this bechira because it's not possible to have a Torah without it. So how can we have a mitzvah that we couldn't do? The teretz is binyan a mishkan is the one area that we're trying to point to the makom that Adam is excluded, especially the probable reason is they ask a shaila, why is it avoda in the Beis in the Mishkan is doicha Shabbos, certain tmidim and so on, whereas the binyan is not doicha. I mean, lechur the binyan is much more important. If you tell me that Shabbos is so important that it overrides in Yonah Mishkan, fine. But Avodah is Arab, it's always there. I mean, anything that has to be born on Shabbos is born on Shabbos. So if that's Deicha Shabbos, why isn't the Binyan Deicha Shabbos? The Teretz is Avodah mitzar atzma is kula yizbatlus. That's its mitzias. Its mitzias is that the person is being mevatl himself, the karma represents himself, and so on. That's Shaykh on Shabbos. The Avoida of the Binyan, a Binyan is an accomplishment. I built it. Betzalel built it. I created it. It's Keneged my Sebracious. It's Keneged the Lamertes Pe'ulis of Asiya. Over there is a Makom that a person would think it's an expression of myself. Binyan is an expression of a person. And B'meila, the completeness of the binyan of the Mishkan was that Adam could not do it himself. That this is the one makom, the one mitzvah, where without a Kaddish Baruch Hu doing part of it, Adam falls short. It's like the Shabbos that we're speaking about over here. It starts with the nekuda of what Adam can't do, and only then does it go over to the nekuda of what Adam can do. That's the mahalach over here. Let's understand a little bit linyaneinu. So we have here in Avodas Hashem, there are two almost opposite nekudas, opposite inyanim. There's Talmud Torah, which is kol kuloi das Adam. What does Allah Zabani say? Loi b'shamayim hi. And over there, a person has to recognize if I cared. It's all up to him, to achrav his das. Whereas in Avoida of Tefillah, even Tefillah, we start with Tefillah by saying Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. I mean, before learning, we say a Tefillah for Sefer Shmaya, we shouldn't be Nechshon Neiro, and so on and so forth. Here we're saying Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. We're starting Tefillah by saying for the Etzem Asiyas HaMaisa, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the answer is both Koyches HaNefesh are at work in a person and have to work in a person. If a person does things mechanically as if, it's what I'm told to do, so the person, you do as you're told to do, and that's it. There's no chiyus, there's no drive, there's no passion, nothing. On the other hand, when a person ignites the fire of drive and passion, accomplishment, and self-realization, then automatically HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pushed away. So, if I decided that I'm going to do this mitzvah, then who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop me? I mean, it's not fair. I'm doing and doing and doing, and it's not going anywhere. I mean, how can you do this to me? It's a very, very difficult balance for a person. A person is a Baal Nefesh, to understand that in his drive, it has to be with all the koiches of chiyus, of a person's self, and within the framework of Adkan and Suloy. That is the two amudim of Avodas Hashem. One is the chela de Mishkan, and one is the chela de Raisa. We always say the Zohar by Ramidba says there were troops for Torah and troops for Tefillah. Shabbos in itself, Shabbos contains two dargas. One darga of Shabbos is that stam, a person has to realize there's in the life of Chaima, there's an Akud of Ruchnias, there's a Tchum of Ruchnias, and a world of Ruchnias, and so on. That's definitely the first message of Shabbos, and the first darga of Shabbos. There's a deeper dagger for Shabbos. For someone who's a Baal Avoida, for someone who's a Baal, I was thinking once, it's a Dove of Pella. It says, the Magen Avraham says that a person who works all week long Shabbos, who's sitting and learning, Talmud Chacham could take a rest. It was strange a little bit. But the Pshat in the taking rest is, in mitzvahs, when a person is kulei osuk in a mitzvah, there's a danger that he begins to think aniva apsi. It's almost paradoxical. Here he's doing mitzvahs all day, but he's the one who's doing the mitzvahs, and he's realizing himself through Olam HaMitzvahs, and there's no stopping him. The Shabbos for that darga is that it's like Sivaru Eish B'chol Mashveh Seichem. I don't know. There is no. It's the Binyan HaMishkan starts. The first thing is there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then There's what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell me to do? He told me to do X, Y, or Z. And if I've done it, I've done it. It's interesting. The Mizmor Shili Mashabbos starts with Toiv Lehoides Lashem. The Hachno, in other words, the whole perek of Mizmor Shir, the Shir of Shabbos is the Bittel Das HaAdam. Rav Huttner speaks a lot of times about the Yichud of Friday, and the Bria of Friday is Adam, where the Tzura of Das was created in the Bria. That Adam stands as the Baal Das in the Bria, he's the only Das in the Bria. That's the Yichud of Friday, is that Adam as Baal Das was created. Shabbos, so Adam was created Friday,
He had a half a day of avodah. Shabbos is the mizmah share of Shabbos is that with Adam's das is not there. The chsilah yovin says, in other words, like the Sfarim say, if you try to understand it, then you're a chsil, because that's the musig of Shabbos on the higher on with the tam elyon shaboy. Shabbos is where even the ilma mitzvah stops still, because the person, meaning chasron, the mitzvah, but it means the person's hasag and tfisa has to be it has to be with his limitation. That's how Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Of the inyanim, for somebody who's a baal, for somebody whose darga is, or in the inyanim, where our darga is chaymer, trying to get some sort of ruchnius, kas is not such a kas. Is only if I don't have my steak on time, I get angry. It's simply an extension of taiva. It's not. It's just an enlarged version of taiva. As long as my taiva is all satisfied and met, then I'm a great guy, because there is no eish to person. It's eish of taiva. It's kivus ataiva. There's no real eish to person. But when a person has something to him, when a person has a drive and a passion, that eish is chiyus, but there's also eish zara over there, and that's where a person needs to keep that nekuda of Shabbos of leisevara eish roseichem. The person has to understand, this is my chiyus, is to do Ratzon Hashem, and wherever Ratzon Hashem stops, that's where my chiyus stops. It's not independent of it. And when the person meets frustration, the person meets issues, and the person meets someone blocking him, and so on and so forth, he pushes as much as he should push, and at the point where there is no makom to do, he stops without frustration. That's what the Zohar Kodesh says, that the person who keeps Shabbos Kriboi, from all roiges and atzovim, he says that the bracha of Shabbos is that the person has menuchas hanefesh. Menuchas hanefesh starts by understanding where we are, where the gvulas of asiyah are. When our asiyah has a gvul, then that's when we have menucha. So for the person who, or whatever areas the person has that are ruchnias, that are a pchin of eish kodesh, for him Shabbos is a chiyuv and a matana for menuchas hanefesh, and that's where his nishma from kas and roiges and that's all.